Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
Hey, Lindsay Carr has popped into the studio and I've just discovered something. Lindsay and I were sitting here just having a chat about anything and everything while we were waiting to come on and have a chat to you. And I've discovered we're like those two old guys in the Muppet Show, aren't we? We're like
yes.
Statler and Wardoll sitting
yes,
up in the...
my word. Yes, having a whinge about a few things.
Oh, we're two cranky yes, old men. Yeah. We just got to make sure that the microphones aren't on because I just realised that we are two grumpy old men.
Well, it started with Christmas and we went from there.
Yeah.
We covered a range of subjects.
We do love Christmas, but
yes.
We were talking about, you know, the shopping and the this and the that and the
and
other.
The crowds and the fireworks and...
But admittedly, we did not use the words when I was young. We managed to slip by without that.
Well, I possibly would if you hadn't cut it off.
Well, the song was only 3 minutes. I see you getting there,
yes,
were you?
I was getting there. Oh, yes.
Fabulous.
You always say that. When you get to a certain age, most of your sentences begin with, now, when I was a lad, and it's true.
Depending in my situation, because my hearing's starting to go. I'd love to get hold of one of those ear trumpets, you know, just when I walk,
You need a bath chair to go with it.
Fantastic. Yes, well, you know, you dare to dream. Look, a lot happening this weekend, all jokes aside, and you've given me a filthy look because I've mentioned your first...
Yes, you've already pinched my first story. You read out the announcement a while ago.
Sorry.
Serenade Under the Stars in Civic Park tonight. That's okay. Did you mention... among all the festivities, that there'll be the switching on of Christmas lights at dusk.
No, I did
not. I don't think you did.
No, I didn't.
No, I was in too much of a state of shock to take it in, but I don't think, you know, so that's not bad. It'd be lovely.
No, it's lovely. Lights, and the interesting thing with Civic Park at the moment is it's a very simple display in the fountain area, but it's really nice. It's a simple but nice display.
Very nice. Yep. Yes, it is. Yes, that should be a good night. All right, well, what about a free festive concert, Music in the Podium at Warners Bay, which is continuing, and tonight you get the Gaudrys. That's the local duo, and they're very good because they can perform at a high class wedding function or at a gig down at the pub.
What are you, their manager or something? What's going on?
I just thought I'd let you know. No, this is just a little bit of information for you.
Sorry.
Interesting information.
It sounded like you.
No, easy listening pop. Country.
Seriously.
It's great. Yes.
If I find out you're their manager, this
could it'll be trouble.
You're slipping me a business card. Why have you got the Gaudrys business card?
Anyway, they're on tonight. Free Music of the Podium, Warners Bay foreshore.
It's one of those things that I look forward to every year because everyone goes down, they take some wine, they take a picnic. It's a lovely spot and everyone has a great time. Going to be a little warm this afternoon, though. Just make sure you've got some hats and slip, slop and slope.
Next week, Santa will be there.
Excellent.
So hopefully it won't be too warm for him in that...
You're spruiking for Santa as well? Have you got
anything? I don't think so, no. I'll make it different next week, for sure. Oh, yes. What about tomorrow, the PCYC Youth Organisation Garage Sale?
Yep.
A huge range of stuff, including books and bric-a-brac, and it's all for a great cause.
Lovely.
The PCYC Broadmeadow tomorrow, Leo Sayer.
Yep.
Tomorrow night at West City in King Street. Do you know he's now 68? And he's, did you know that?
I didn't know he was 68.
Just the way you stopped and looked at me. He's now 68.
I don't stalk Leo. What are you managing him as well? What's the going?
68, Leo Sayer. We known him since he was a young bloke, and now he's 68.
And he does weddings and he does bar mitzvahs.
He does, yes. And, of course, he's been an Aussie citizen and resident for about 8 years now. So he'll be with his Australian band tomorrow night with hits from their 2015 album, The Restless Years, and, of course, a stack of his hits.
And, of course, if you've got a wedding coming up, talk to Lindsay.
I'll talk to Leo, and we can organise something. That'll be great. Now, the Maitland Art Gallery has a new exhibition called Awesome Achievers, and it's a touring production from the National Gallery. It's a range of works highlighting 28 Australian of the Year recipients and highlighting their triumph over adversity.
Nice. Yep.
And the subjects include Adam Goods, Lee Kernighan, Kathy Freeman and Lionel Rose.
Can I just jump in very quickly before you give us your last thing? Speaking of Australian of the Year, Australia Day Awards.
I don't know any Australians of the Year, in case you're wondering. I don't know them.
You don't represent any of them.
I don't represent them. Just the Gaudrys.
But if you are an Australian of the Year and you'd like representation by Lindsay Carr, give us a call. Citizen of the Year, Young Citizen of the Year and Community Group of the Year for the Australia Day Awards for Newcastle. Nominations are open till next Wednesday. So if you know of someone, head to the Newcastle City Council website. Sorry to interrupt.
No, that's quite okay. Awesome Achievers at the Maitland Art Gallery. And on Sunday afternoon at the university here in the Great Hall, it's a concert called Christmas at the Movies, and it features the Newcastle University Choir and the Terence Q Jazz Trio, And they'll be singing and playing festive songs, old and new, which are featured on the big screen in films such as White Christmas,
Jaws,
in St. Louis, Jaws, and the Polar, Jaws 2, and the Polar Express. And there'll also be background information on the films as well. So that's Christmas at the Movies this Sunday afternoon in the Great Hall of the University of Newcastle.
Fantastic. So if you would like any information, all you've got to do is give us a call, 49215555, or head to the 2NURFM website, 2NURFM.com. And if you're an up-and-coming young band or solo artist and you need representation...
Please see me. Oh, yeah, my word. Yes, yes. What? Just look at the website. Yes.
What's your cut?
Oh, that'll have to be discussed.
Okay.
I don't discuss those things on air. That's private. Oh,
okay.
Yes.
Okay, fair
it's
enough.
A big one. It's a big one.
Okay, so...
It's a hefty cut.
North of 10%?
Oh, heavens yes. Yes, okay. So be prepared.
Lindsay Carr popping out of the studio in his Ferrari, and we'll talk to you next Friday morning.
2NURFM 103.7.